There's a little piece here, just before we go on to the city diary. I don't know, but I think the crow must be pretty common because it says caw.
Oh, I say, that's nice. Who writes your script?
Well, you were talking of money. Time now, of course, for the city diary. A spokesman for the Golden Lay Egg Marketing Board, a name to conjure in itself, said, "The hens carried on laying while people were away on holidays." Somebody forgot to tell them to stop.
And another food headline in the Daily Telegraph. Really, I don't quite know what to make of this one. Potatoes soaring again. I suppose they mean the price. Perhaps we're going to get very, very big potatoes in the shops at the weekend.
And the Daily Telegraph strikes again with a headline that says, "Small chemists to get help." So if you're a chemist and under 5'5", why not apply?
261 traffic.
You're listening to AM. Road, because next we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is a wizard of a wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever or ever a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one, because
of the wonderful things we do. Gone. Faded off into the Wizard of Oz land. Well, that if you want to go and see that production of a new musical version of the Wizard of Oz, it's on at the Wimbledon Theatre. And the part of the Tin Man in that interview was played by Christopher Hormuzios. The time 1 a.m, 20 minutes to 10. And that's all from today's edition of AM. The producers were Linda Crammond and Sarah Liddell. The sports news came courtesy of Dominic Allen. The engineer was Tony Newman. Brian Hayes will be here after the news on 353 8111. Don't forget the weekend edition of AM tomorrow. And Bob Holness will be back in this chair on Monday. I'll be here on Monday at 5:30 in the evening with Newsbreak. So stay tuned to LBC.
Now, till 12:45, it's Brian Hayes on LBC, the newsmakers and you on the phone.
Today, the introduction of the Consumer Credit Act, what it means to the buyer and the seller. Gordon Burry, Director General of Fair Trading, will explain, and you'll be asking the questions. And we talk about the issues in today's news. Ring now, 353-8111. Morning, London. It's Friday, the 15th of April, 1977.
261 traffic.
Hello. 3-1 and the cop rolls its approval.
You're listening to LBC, 261 medium wave and 97.3 VHF, where news comes first.
And it's coming in the shape of Newsbreak with me, Tricia Ingrams, and the time at 28 minutes to 6. And the first thing to do is check through the weather. Well, it's going to become clear later on and staying dry. The temperature now is 10 degrees centigrade, 50 Fahrenheit. The minimum tonight, 3 centigrade, 37 Fahrenheit. That's for central London, and there should be a slight frost in the outer suburbs.
Deal.
Hello, I'm Jean Davis, this is Jellybone and the... And from us all on Jellybone. And if you'd like your name in the Jellybone birthday book, then write to me, Jean Davis. Jellybone.
Well, I'm not really, but I really am a little bit lost for words here.
He told me the other day he knew all the tricks.
Oh, that's what he's leading up to, was
it? Yes, 31 minutes past nine.
Well,
men would be redundant. It's 19 minutes to 10.
Well, in this year of Her Majesty's Silver Jubilee, we've been taking a look at how earlier British monarchs celebrated their jubilees. About me?
No, we haven't, Bob, no.
It's a bit grim, actually, but never mind. After this little... Dominic Allen's looking as though it's a jolly good thing for the programme that we haven't.
I think it is.
Thank you. I just wanted to quote Peterborough this morning. I thought it was rather nice. A reader just back from America reports having spotted this notice on a road in Vermont. 30 days hath September, April, June, November, and anyone driving over 45 miles an hour. This is LBC. Take Transworld Airlines if you're going to the USA.
TWA. If you're going to America, fly TWA, because nobody knows America like we do. We fly four times a day, non-stop to New York. TWA. Every day non-stop to Boston. TWA. Every day non-stop to Chicago and Los Angeles. TWA. Every day non-stop to San Francisco. TWA. And every day to Philadelphia. TWA. From these places, we can fly you on to 30 other cities. If you're going to America, fly the airline of America. TWA, number one across the Atlantic. Call your travel agent. TWA.
This is LBC 261 at 12:45, Midday Report with Alan Clark.
On in, we just give you the birthdays, the anniversaries, and one or two things that are happening in London today. For instance, there are valuable continental and Russian autograph letters.
And if you can't catch that one, because there's not too much time left, it's on again at 3:15 at the Tram Shed in Woolwich New Road, Southeast 18, Woolwich Arsenal, the station.
I'll save that one specially for you, Douglas.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
If you happen to look across the river and wondered whether HMS Belfast is...
And if you don't fancy tippity flip-flop gumdrop and boots, well, you can see Stan Bolovan and the Stupid Dragon. That's the Bubble Theatre presentation. They're on at 11 in the Pole Hill Adventure Playground, Petworth Gardens, Hillingdon. This is an action-packed folk tale about dragons, magicians and heroes for children between the ages of 4 and 7.
Birthdays and anniversaries. Jazzman.
Of skin, but I don't think so, Bob. I don't have very much money to leave anybody, and I certainly wouldn't leave it to him.
Interesting.
Especially, mind you.
Yes.
I was telling Susanna only the other day... I haven't any money to leave him because he ate £15 of mine the other day.
What, in notes?
I left 3 fivers on my bedroom wardrobe for my wife to go shopping with, and dear old Robbie came up and ate the lot. I consulted Douglas Moffat. Useless individual, couldn't do a thing for me. Merely said that I was my own stupid fault for not having the numbers of the notes. Well. So I'm not very pleased with my dog at the moment. And Douglas Moffat, well, I don't suppose he could have done much else, really.
Interesting, in view of an item on page 13 of The Sun this morning, two cats have had a stroke of luck. Their mistress, who died in January, has left them a feline fortune. Miss Ada Alderman's last wish was that Tabby and Stranger should be well looked after. She left £66,468 for her friend, Mr. Ebenezer Bruce, to give the cats the kind of life they've been accustomed to.
Well, I only want £15. Here.
The honeymoon's on.
10. Now's the time to ring 3538111 and talk to London on the Brian Hayes programme. Is an unmarried mother and her trials of bringing up baby a fit subject for a television situation comedy?
A lady who left £66,468 to her two cats. It's 8:30 to 10. Well, lots of things going on around London today, and just outside, on the outskirts as well.
That Percy Thrower is going to star in a new film. It's the successor to Goldfinger. It's called Greenfinger.
You expect me to comment on that, don't you?
I thought it was quite funny.
Well, yeah, so did I, but I'm not going to mention it. London's vintage bus. Now, here's the thing. If the kids haven't gone back to school yet, and you want to have a look around London yourself, why not get in ahead of the tourists? It's ST922. It's a vintage bus of the 30s with the open staircase. It's in passenger service between Trafalgar Square and the Tower as Route 100. The conductor and the driver wear period uniforms and issue old-type tickets. But not, I regret to say, old-type fares. It's from 10 new pence to 40 new pence, Greenfinger.
And just a couple of things happening this evening. Quixote's Ride, isn't it?
Yes, I don't know. I think it's one of those optional things. I won't get into that, for goodness sake. We'll never get out of it. Steve Race is talking on Listening to Music today.
And lastly, the Phoebus Awakes Folk Club have John Goodluck to entertain them at the Rising Sun Public House in Rushy Green, Southeast 6 at 8 o'clock.
Remember?
Real answer is, never leave your wife cash lying about in the first place. Get her to get it from the bank, but I might be accused of being unduly chauvinistic, I suppose, and to avoid provoking a marital split in the Cameron household, all I can suggest, Douglas, is try and claim under your household insurance policy for the £15 that the hound ate. You'd be surprised what is covered sometimes, and they might just pay out for originality.
You'd be surprised what's covered by Douglas Moffat in his City Spot.
The household insurance policy, and do you know, stupid man that I am, I left 7 more pound notes for her this morning, and that it really is honestly, folks, I just left 7 quid.
We'll get a progress report on tomorrow's programme, OK?
Yes, I better phone the wife, and while we're on the subject of money, I see, Bob, that we were talking yesterday about the lady that left £65,000 to her 2 cats,
mm-hmm.
and I thought that was the craziest thing in the world to do. But it's beaten this morning by the news that an Irish labourer who died in January left £1,500 in his will to the Department of Health and Social Security.
Good gracious me. Well, while you take that in, let me just nip in the Dow Jones Index from the States, down 3.99 at 938.77.
Household insurance policy. Right, thank you, Douglas.
This is LBC.
I wouldn't thank you for that lot, no.
You wouldn't?
No, no.
Anyway, the gourmet meals are the idea of Cullen's grocery stores. She says, in February I took my 2 young daughters to the Royal Academy and stood for 1 hour in a queue to see the treasures of Pompeii. The children became very tired and so sadly we left. I decided what better consolation than to go to Pompeii itself. Yes, of course. This we duly did. We arrived armed with picnic hamper, guidebooks, and with enormous expectation and enthusiasm. Pompeii was not for us. It was closed. The guides were on strike.
Oh.
And they call it the British disease?
Sport? Yes, the first what's on of the day. If you're in the region of Tower Bridge around about 6:30 this evening, you'll have the chance to see the last operational Swordfish aircraft. The Swordfish, affectionately known as the String Bag, will be flying over HMS Belfast, where former Fleet Air Arm pilots are holding a reunion. So I wouldn't stay around for that. I think a few sparks will be flying there. But certainly around 6:30, you'll be able to see the String Bag.
Now, the reason I got you to say it is because here it is on the key ring, the old fairy String Bag. I crawled all over it at Yeovilton. That key ring came from Yeovilton. Glorious old aircraft. And one of the most valuable aircraft at the beginning of the Second World War, says he with great wisdom. Anyway, let's pass on to the other things happening in London today.
From Mr. Williams, I think it was, from Lee in Kent, and I assumed from what he said that he didn't listen very regularly to LBC. But we have since been inundated with calls from people all over the county of Kent, and that really has warmed Bob's heart because he's a man of Kent himself. We've been inundated with calls from Kent saying that LBC is the only station they listen to, not that other one, you see. So we're very indebted to everybody from Kent. Can I just mention one more name? And Lou, our security officer, took this call, and it's from a gentleman in Birchington that says, could we say good morning to his wife? I hope they're living in the same house. Good morning, Trudy, from Birchington. And thank you for all the calls from Kent. What about some from Sussex tomorrow morning, or Essex?
Wouldn't be a bad idea. No. Talking of Birchington, I've got some friends up there, Birchington and Tankerton. Relations, in fact, no less. If you're listening, morning, it's 8:45. third movement of Eric Coates' suite, The Three Elizabeths, recorded in 1953 and played there by the New Symphony Orchestra of London, conducted by the composer.
Yes, well, we've got a bit of tennis news just in, Dominic. It appears that Stourbridge Lawn Tennis Club have notified members Friday evening tennis will commence on Friday, the 22nd of April, which happens to be this evening, and various grades will be organised. The first of the sessions will be held on Saturday, the 23rd of April, presumably for latecomers who haven't made the grade. That's the tennis news.
And we have some... We have also some bowling news in the same column of the Times this morning. A photograph, in fact, of a notice which was sent in by Joyce Slaughter of Sutton in Surrey. It was at the Bowls Club in Guildford, where Martians, it seemed, have already landed, says PHS in the Times diary. The notice merely says, changing room and green, men. This is LBC. That was Mrs. Janet Travers, who's got hold of a penny which may well be worth over £10,000. Good grief. Jim Kelts, that was, who just handed me the money and quickly snatched it back again. Good morning, Jim. He's our news editor, in case you didn't know.
Did you notice how much that was? Four halfpenny.
I did, yes.
You want to count it, Jim?
What's the prospects today? I think they are, too, don't you, Doug?
Yes, indeed. Before we leave the subject of sport, may I commend anybody who doesn't normally buy the Daily Mail to it?
Good morning, Mr.
Compared by Sidney Harrison and performed by Fritz Lang. The performance musical opening shortly at the Mermaid Theatre. Puddle Duck. It's called Oh, Mr. Porter. Preview 8 o'clock tonight.
It's not Puddle Duck. It's Puddle Duck.
I didn't say Puddle Duck.
Yes, you did. Oh, Jemima Cameron does it again. The birthdays and anniversaries. Eddie Albert, the American actor, was born on this day in 1908. Leo Absey, the MP for Pontypool, is 60. What an incredible album that is. Jealousy is the title of the album, and of course it was the artistry of two of the best violinists in the world, I suppose, Yehudi Menuhin and Stefan Grappelli, playing their Jerome Kern's Pick Yourself Up. Well, while Douglas plans his lunchtime trip to Puddle Duck, we say that's almost it.
And now some good news, all fans of The Muppets. Britain's most popular new comedy programme is going into production for a second series and will be shown on TV this autumn. For the new series, the regular favourites, Kermit the Frog, Fozzie Bear, Miss Piggy and Animal, will all be back again. There'll also be some new faces, including a Fleet Street newspaper reporter who promises to uncover everything about the Muppets. Kermit the Frog has been telling reporter Rick Davis about the new show.
Oh, well, let's see. In the new series this coming year, we're going to have a very exciting group of stuff, most of which you've seen before. And a lot of the old friends are going to be back, and there's going to be some new stuff. But I guess I can't talk about it too much because we haven't done it yet.
We've heard a big rumor flying around here today that, in fact, you're shortly to announce your engagement to Miss Piggy.
That is not true. That is not true. I tried to tell people that is not true. There's no truth to the rumors of any relationship between the two of us. Miss Piggy and I are strictly on a professional level, and there's no relationship whatsoever. And I never see her except on camera. When you see me see her, that's when I see her.
Now, this is very much of a team effort, Kermit, but I understand you're unhappy with one of your characters, Fozzie Bear.
I wouldn't say I'm unhappy with Fozzie Bear. I mean, it's true that I was auditioning other comedians, and I had a very funny Wolverine in last week, and I didn't, he wouldn't take the kind of money that we pay Fozzie, so I'm stuck with Fozzie. The scale for bears is fairly low, and, sure, we can, we don't reveal that figure.
Any new characters being introduced this season?
Well, there are a couple of new ones around. Let's see, Pigs in Space has got a couple of characters coming out, and let's see, what else? We got a reporter who's new this year. But outside of that, I can't tell. People are coming along all the time, you know.
But you're still going to be the star of the show.
I should certainly hope so. Yes, it's. I'm doing all in my power to maintain my position there. And it's not easy, I'll tell you. It's a lot of internal politics, you know.
The new Muppet series will cost more than £3 million to produce, and there'll be 24 programmes. Muppet Mania will also be hitting Britain's high streets, with manufacturers cashing in on the craze with puppets, stuffed toys and T-shirts. But what about the men behind the show? Rick Davis spoke with the Muppets' chief scriptwriter, Jerry Jewell. How do the team get their ideas?
Strangers slip them under the door at night. The elves come. I have no idea where the ideas come. It's a collaborative process. Everybody, the puppeteers and the writers and everybody feeds on each other's imagination, and things just grow one thing on top of another. There's no way of knowing where they come from.
People talk about the Muppet team. Do you get a lot of help from the other, from the rest of the group?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. The team is really exceptional. It's like a family, and I, you know, that sounds like press flackery, but it isn't. You know, they're a terrific group of people, and they've most have been together for years, and it's just fun.
The standard was so high in the first series. How do you think you're going to keep it up for this new series now?
Oh, I don't know. We're going to try. We've got two great new writers coming in on the staff. Don Hinckley, who is worked on in out of L.A. for years and has done all of the very best comedy variety shows come out of Hollywood in the last 15 years. Carol Burnett, and he goes back to Steve Allen and done terrific stuff. And then Joe Bailey, who is a writer that comes from Sesame Street. Is that your Sesame Street training? So he knows the Muppets. And between the three of us, we're going to try to muddle through. What can I tell you?
Well, today the Muppets have been giving a special preview of what the new series will sound like, and here's just a sample.
Hi, Fozzie.
Oh, hi, Gonzo. This is Gonzo.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, Gonzo. Uh-huh. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay, but Fozzie, I have to ask for your help.
Oh, yeah, what do you want me to do, you know?
Fozzie, we can handle this like adults. Would you please, please, please help me with my act next week? Please, please?
Don't touch me. You mean you want me to help you with your act? Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay. What do I do?
Well, it's a trained chicken act.
It's a what?
Yeah, trained chicken
trained
act.
Trained chicken act? How can I help you with a trained chicken act?
Well, you're the chicken?
No, I'm not. I am the bear.
You're a bear wearing a chicken suit.
Oh, no. No, no, sir. I refuse. I will not pretend I'm a chicken. Now, where did you get such a dumb idea?
Somebody named Mr. Lou suggested it.
Mr. Lou?
Yeah.
What is his first name?
Lord.
Cluck, cluck. Ah, cluck, cluck, cluck. Ah,
and the Lord Lou referred to there was, of course, Lord Lou Grade of ATV, the company that produced The Muppets.
This is LBC.
And the time is 11 minutes to 8. Well, as you must know by this time, Kermit the Frog, Miss Piggy and Fozzie Bear will be back this autumn. They're the world's most famous members of The Muppets, Britain's most original and popular new television show. 14 million viewers in this country watched the first series, and now 24 new shows are on the way, as Rick Davis found out.
It's called Muppet Mania.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Muppet Show!
The craze for those lovable animal puppets is now sweeping Britain. And today at Elstree Studios in North London, Jim Hansen and his team will start work on a new second series. Kermit the Frog told me it's great to be back.
Oh, well, let's see. In the new series this coming year, we're going to have a very exciting group of stuff, most of which you've seen before. And a lot of the old friends are going to be back, and there's going to be some new stuff. But I guess I can't talk about it too much because we haven't done it yet.
We've heard a big rumor flying around here today that, in fact, you're shortly to announce your engagement to Miss Piggy.
That is not true. That is not true. I tried to tell people that is not true. There's no truth to the rumors of any relationship between the two of us. Miss Piggy and I are strictly on a professional level, and there's no relationship whatsoever.
Kermit may be unhappy about those rumors, but no one is displeased about the reaction to the show. The Muppets have recently won the Golden Rose of Montreux, TV's most coveted award. And they've also been a money spinner for the company who commissioned the series, ATV. The show is also catching on in other countries, and there are licensing rights for a new wave of Muppet models, T-shirts and badges, which are now flooding into the shops. 300 companies in Britain alone have already applied to make Muppet products, and they'll be delighted to hear that the new show will mean a return for the old favorites.
Well, unfortunately, Fozzie will be with us this year.
Yes.
Oh, unfortunately.
Well, I couldn't find anybody better.
You couldn't find anybody better?
Well, I found some. Lots of them, actually. But I couldn't get them for the kind of money I pay him.
We auditioned, and Fozzie actually came out best.
Well, no, but the others were more expensive.
But there will also be some new ideas, including a muckraking journalist called Fleet Scribbler and a pig science fiction show.
And I am Link Snout. I'm commander of the spaceship Swine Trek.
You're not going to believe this down at Elvino's.
I am also star of the Muppets Show's new spine-tingling adventure, Pigs in Space.
Pigs in Space?
Out beyond the planets we travel, beyond the sun, out into the bowels of the universe, where pork has never been before.
But the show is certainly no flash in the pan. Many other the ideas for the Muppets were thought of years ago. The creator of the show, Jim Henson, has been working with puppet characters now for 20 years. His wife, Jane.
We had this idea for a show of this sort for about 8 years. And, the English people were the first ones to really want to take a chance on it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that.